on, Perilot. She loves you. Just ask her out. I know she said yes.
You're right, Steven. I need to fight to get my girl. I have to save her from that brute. I have to rescue the beauty from the beast.
Can I help you, Perilot?
Good writers, I guess you can be friends with everyone.
Wow, Peridot, thanks for saving me from Jasper like a knight in white armor. Now, I'll reward you with the fusion that you're entitled to for being so nice to me.
Wow, this is the best only fusion experience of my life. I'm sure I'm glad that I was formed from a healthy relationship between two gems and not a foreign rapist taking advantage of a virgin. That'd be fucked up, but interesting that we can have that.
Wow, Lapis and Peridot, you're the healthiest and queerest relationship fusion I ever seen in children's media, and I just look in a mirror in this morning, so that's saying something.
I wish my shitty fanfiction tier relationship was as good as your shitty fanfiction tier relationship. You got this, Pearl.
Well, Lapis and Peridot, or should I say Aquamarine? What are you gonna do now? And then Lapis and Peridot have uncensored lesbian sex on screen for 5 minutes, only interrupted to show the other gems cheering them on.
Well, what did you think? Be honest!
You want me to be honest? Okay, I call it bad, but that's an understatement. I call it shit, but that'd be an insult to shit. That said, it's the worst thing I ever read in my life, but I'm dead inside after reading that, and I have been reborn as a new person with a fundamentally broken soul. The only thing that I can really call it is a 93.5 square inches of punishment for every sin ever committed by humans or any other sapient species that might happen to roam this galaxy and are capable of malicious actions. And that's honestly still overkill. I wouldn't even allow my worst enemy to read this. The world is a worse place because you made this. I don't even want to burn this, and not because I'm genuinely afraid of not breathing the smoke of this abomination, but letting it out in the atmosphere. I think this should be kept in a museum as a crowning example of the absolute worst humanity is capable of. It should be put in a Holocaust museum to show that maybe Hitler wasn't as bad as he could have been, all things considered. Not only that, but every time something burns, a small amount of energy is gone forever, which will gradually bullet up and lead to that heat death of the universe. Your shitty fucking fanfiction isn't worth a slight contribution to our inevitable death at the inescapable jaws of entropy. It's not even worth that. Instead, I'm going to lock in a box, bury it, lock it 1,000 times, and then hope to jail it that nobody ever finds it. So, yeah, I'd say there's a few areas where you can use a bit of improvement.